Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Miner, and we always love to start our shows by saying thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you who have supported us through these 25 years. And yes, we are having a 25-year anniversary, and it is very exciting to realize that all of this began and actually found my business partner and I, and I sort of say just plucked us from the universe and had us begin a mission that has been just unlimited, forever in the making. There's lots of different ways that we've described it to these 25 years, but mostly we want to thank you because you are the reason that the Healthy Referral Newspaper exists. You are the reason that this Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show exists. You are absolutely the reason that we have been having our awesome, it's been called the International Natural Health and Foods Expos through these 15 years, and we're looking at number 16 in the year 2015 that you'll hear more about sometime soon. You are welcome to call the Healthy Referral Newspaper or Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. And if by chance you get our voicemail system, please know that that is not intentional, and we would love to get back to you, so be sure to leave your name and phone number and just a brief description of why you're calling. We're getting a lot of people asking about our website, et cetera, so I wanted to make sure that you also have that. It is www.healthyreferral.com, and that is spelled just as it sounds, HealthyReferral.com. And again, if there is an interest in being interviewed on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show, if you are wanting to spread the word about your mission or business, you can do that also in our Healthy Referral Newspaper. And we are extra excited right now because we just went to print. And as soon as I bring our guest on, she's hearing me say this, but her mic is not open yet. Actually, our guest today is included in this issue. And the reason that we're more excited about this summer issue, it is the second time that we have had expanded distribution of the full-size Healthy Referral Newspaper at what's called Chautauqua Institute, which has been in the making for 130 years. It is located in Chautauqua, New York. It is the premier art, culture, dance, and I would say overall subject matter. It is a place that you have to go to in order to know really what it has to offer. But meanwhile, you can, of course, do a Google and just check out Chautauqua Institute in Chautauqua, New York. We're also excited for the expansion of the Healthy Referrals distribution at the Atlanta, Georgia Tennis Open tournaments that are just about underway. This helps us to reach so many more people, because people who show up at these kinds of places and these events are people from all over the world. So again, thank you so very much for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show. And I'm going to just give a brief description before I bring Suzanne on. I love how we find out about things. And we're truly blessed because we get a lot of emails of people who are in the preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive news arenas. And I was getting communication about Fairhaven Health a couple different times, and I just decided finally to stop and do some checking. Go to the website and make a phone call and an email, which I did. Actually, I did an email first, and then I did a phone call. And I ended up speaking with Ethan. And Ethan, by the way, is just so great. It was just such a great connection. I love what Fairhaven is about. So I'm going to just mention just a few things, and then I'm going to bring Suzanne on. You know, having a baby is among the most miraculous moments in our lives, and that I can attest to. And when it comes to preconception and pregnancy, Fairhaven Health is with a person or couples every step of the way, offering a tradition of unsurpassed product quality and service, and mostly and very important, a compassion for each person's unique journey to parenthood. And in the U.S., maybe you already know this, listeners, but I really didn't. In the U.S., there are more than 11 million couples trying to conceive at any given time. Of those couples, many will possibly face fertility obstacles or frustrating delays. And in fact, one in five could encounter some formal difficulty in becoming pregnant. Even young couples in the best of health have only approximately 15 to 20% chance of conceiving each menstrual cycle. And with couples trying to conceive later on in life, you know, many of these couples are likely to experience issues conceiving simply due to the fact that fertility can decline as we age. And, of course, that depends on a number of factors. So their mission at Fairhaven Health is to develop products and services designed to safely and naturally promote fertility, pregnancy wellness, and I want to put this one in quotes, breastfeeding success. For years, they have been achieving that important goal. And from preconception through pregnancy and nursing, Fairhaven Health is there every step of the way, as I said earlier. So, again, I'm going to stop right there because I'm going to go ahead and open the mic and bring Suzanne Munson on. And I hope I'm – here, let me just bring her on here.
Hi, Marcia. This is Suzanne.
Hi, dear. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
Happy
all
Friday.
Right. Oh, happy Friday to you. And I've never met you before in person, nor have I met Ethan in person. And this is what happens a lot in our mission and our business. And it's always exciting to finally have a voice or even a picture and sometimes meeting people in person. So thank you for taking your time to do this interview.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for asking us to be here.
You're very welcome. And listeners, this is Suzanne Munson, MS in Nutrition and Director of Product Development at Fairhaven Health. So I already said what I did, Suzanne, and I know that we wanted to actually focus in on the five elements in regards to what Fairhaven does when they're helping a couple to move forward with conceiving and conceiving in a healthy way. So I believe we wanted to go ahead and cover those particular items. Is that correct?
Sure, that would be great. I'd love to talk about that.
Okay, because I know they're pretty much considered five tips for enhancing a couple's fertility. So, let's go ahead and begin at place one here, the pinpoint ovulation. In fact, I was talking to a friend the other day because I have already mentioned Fairhaven to a number of people, and I mentioned these five tips, which, by the way, she found very, very, very helpful. And I'm hoping that she's listening to the interview. And, of course, what's really great about this interview is that it's being recorded and people can go in any time of the day or night and listen to it again. So when you say pinpointing ovulation, how about if we expand upon that?
Sure. You did a great job, Marcia, of sort of setting the stage for this conversation, because really that's what Fairhaven Health is all about. I mean, we know that the chance of conceiving in each cycle is probably, even for healthy people, is probably a lot smaller than most women and men kind of setting out on their path toward parenthood would ever believe. So given that it is sort of a miraculous event in and of itself, if you add any other compromising factor into the picture, those percentages go down pretty quickly. So it's needless to say, fertility and trying to conceive can be a definite struggle for lots of couples. So we try, when we're talking to the customers that call us on a day-to-day basis, we talk to men, we talk to women who are on this journey, some further along than others, some really struggling, some don't even know where to begin. We try to start at the beginning. And for many women, surprisingly maybe, there really isn't a lot of understanding about the menstrual cycle itself. So starting with understanding your cycle, what your average cycle length is, meaning how long it takes from the start of one period to the start of the next, that's your whole menstrual cycle, and then understanding that somewhere in between start to finish of a cycle, you ovulate, and that really there are only a few days of that whole cycle where intercourse with your partner will actually result in conception. Sometimes it's a little surprising to hear that. Many women don't understand that there's just those few days that they can really try and that intercourse will result in pregnancy. So by starting with that information and getting women and their partners to participate in charting their menstrual cycle first and then using some sort of tool, whatever that tool is going to be, there are many different things available, from urine test sticks to basal body temperature charting, to sophisticated electronic fertility monitors that can help couples really find that fertile window in the cycle. And once you know that, that kind of moves into step two. Focus the we call it baby dancing. It's a
I have to say I love that. That is so cool. I saw that and I went, oh, baby dance. That is really cute.
We encourage couples to focus their trying to conceive efforts, their intercourse, for the purpose of conceiving or baby dancing during those days leading up to ovulation. So the thing about some people might say to that, well, why not just have intercourse all the way through your cycle? And then you'll get pregnant. Well, yeah, for some couples that's really no problem. And yes, if that's certainly an approach. Having intercourse every day or every other day throughout your cycle might be a quick path to conception, assuming that both partners are healthy. One thing that we run into a lot is, again, as couples age, sperm counts tend to decrease, sperm motility might decrease, so it might not be advisable in those instances for a couple to have intercourse every day, because it decreases the ejaculation and the number of sperm in each ejaculation. So you would want, and if you start at a low point, you don't want to compromise your chances by having intercourse too often. And then there's the factor that we run into frequently with couples, is that there's some fatigue associated with trying to conceive. If you're 6 months into trying to conceive, sex just frankly doesn't have as much of an appeal. There's sort of a fatigue that sets in. So if we can help couples really pinpoint their most fertile days in the cycle, and they can sort of plan for those days, do what they need to make intercourse fun and romantic and enjoyable again, then we're doing couples a big service. So we encourage folks first to start by making sure they really clearly understand the woman's cycle. How long is the cycle? Does it change from one cycle to the next, meaning does she have sometimes a 28-day cycle and sometimes a 44-day cycle or a 35-day cycle? Does she skip a period altogether sometimes? All those things are really important to keep track of. And once she has that information, she can really choose the tool that she wants to use, that she's comfortable with, to help pinpoint her fertile window.
You know, Suzanne, I'm just curious, when a couple begins this journey, do you find that most couples are familiar with the kinds of things that we are discussing on today's show?
No. and I have to say, you know, really, you know, I'm a woman in my 40s. I'm college educated. When I started planning to have a family in my 30s, the idea of understanding when I ovulated was very new to me. I I'm in a health field. I had spent, you know, the previous 10 years preparing to earn a master's degree in nutrition and taking anatomy and physiology and all the things that you would think would lead me to have a really firm understanding of my menstrual cycle. So I know if I didn't, and being immersed in a healthcare field, you know, I look at a lot of my peers and even younger women who I just don't think there's an emphasis in our society that encourages women to really understand their cycles. So then you fast forward to their 30s and they've done all the things they've wanted to do with their career, they've met the right person, they're ready to get started with their family, and they're really starting from square one when it comes to their reproductive health. It's largely been ignored in many cases because birth control really, I think, removes us from having to understand our cycle. It certainly serves a purpose. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give that idea that I don't agree with it or whatever. I just I think it does remove women from having to really understand their cycle. So once they decide to go off birth control, then here they are faced with this needing to understand their cycle, and they're really starting from square one.
I know that you're not saying this, but you know what I have felt through my years. There was always a hesitancy, Suzanne, to even go ahead and work with birth control pills. And again, you're not. Are you there?
I'm here. Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I heard a little glitch, and I always have to check in every once in a while.
Sure, that's fine.
And let me just put it this way. I have spoken to many people, and including, you know, some of my own feelings, and there's pluses and there's minuses to everything in life. And for me, I was never drawn, you know, to use the birth control because I always had this underlying, underlying sense that, you know, that's not normal. And again, this was for me. I am not saying that someone else should or should not. That is totally a personal issue. But I have so many people around me who had been using certain things for such a while. Yes, did their careers. Then whenever they wanted to have children, they had tremendous difficulty.
Yes, I would agree that we see that frequently. I'll just interject that and then you finish what you were saying.
That's okay. That's okay. It's just something that knowing so many people and being contacted by so many people through these 25 years and the kinds of conversations that we've had about everything, it's very interesting for women, you know, for men in today's day and age. You really have to do your own research. You really have to get a feel of what is right for you as a person. But, you know, intuitively, again, there was this little voice that always said to me, for me, that was not something about that didn't feel right, didn't sound right, didn't seem natural, blah, 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 blah. And I'm certainly, I'm being very careful how I also am saying words, because I'm not saying that I am against, you know, any kind of controlled birth or anything like that. But it really is about getting to know yourself as a person and, you know, as a couple.
Yes, it's true. And I think, you know, I think every, like you said, there's pluses and minuses to everything in life. And when it comes to your reproductive health, we certainly encourage women to be their own advocate. We run into this so frequently where women are just not getting the support that they need when it comes to their reproductive health of any sort, but fertility, you know, we're speaking with fertility most of the time. So it's shocking to me sometimes what I hear from women about what they've been through and experienced as they navigate their way through the world of healthcare providers and the information that they receive or don't receive. And really, I think this is what this show is all about. It's really advocating for yourself when it comes to all matters of health. And I would say it's no less true when it comes to reproductive health. We are constantly encouraging women to ask as many questions as possible. Why are you suggesting that? Why are you recommending that? Why didn't you test for this or ask about this? And bringing all of that information into whatever appointments they see with whatever type of healthcare provider they're seeing. It's really, really important that women act and men participate in this too, as their own advocate when they're trying to conceive.
And I also, because of the many, let's just say the amount of subject matter that we cover on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, one of the things that has definitely through these different interviews, not exactly like you, but, you know, we've had conversations about how important the nutrition is when you are wanting to conceive. Something, Suzanne, as basic as one's nutrition, you have to wonder, you know, why can it be so difficult for some people to realize that old cliche that is very true, and that is, what you put in is what you get out.
Right. Right.
And you know, there's lots of ways to say that. And so if something isn't operating correctly within us, one of the first things that in my opinion should be looked at is, you know, what is going on nutritionally? What can be done with the kinds of foods you are eating or that you're not getting? You're not getting the nutrient base that's needed. So nutrition is a – and, of course, I'm not telling you anything. You don't, you know, you have an MS in nutrition. So it's just something for me all through my life, and I won't get into the things that I've actually been affiliated with, but the nutritional aspect of things has always been the number one on the top of my list for people's issues, and, you know, and working with that initially. And that's why I was excited when I read about Fairhaven and Saul, you know, the whole combination of what you all looked at, and also the fact that, you know, at least 30% to 40% of all cases of infertility can be, and now we're not blaming the male, we're just saying can be attributed to the male partner, you know, because in one of the tips that we're covering, you know, it says if you've been trying to conceive for several months with no success, then it might be smart, you know, to also have your partner have a semen analysis, and then, you know, just see what is going on with that. And then move forward if there's supplements and things that can be done on a nutritional basis.
That's right. I mean, I think that is an important statistic to share, that at least a third of all cases of infertility are attributed solely to the male partner. I think it's important to talk about that because we see so many couples trying for months and months and months and then have the woman undergo a whole litany of tests and scans and ultrasounds and all of that, only to find out that it's really not any problem with her. It's really her partner, and we know that sperm counts on average, kind of looking at no matter how old people are, have decreased significantly in the last 50 years, and there's a lot of reason for that. One of the things that we haven't yet touched on is just the environment, the impact of the environment on overall reproductive health. There's just a growing, huge body of research being accumulated that is focused solely on how environmental toxins are impacting both female and male reproductive health. So with all that said, yes, I mean, it's not at all surprising for us to see that a couple's infertility issues are related to sperm health, and that the woman is, her reproductive health is as close to optimal as could be. So we like to talk about that kind of as one of the key pieces to the puzzle. Sort of where we start is that just like your overall health, fertility is a big puzzle, and you can't just focus solely on one thing. Like we started with pinpointing ovulation. Yes, that's step one, but that's really only one piece of the puzzle. The next piece of the puzzle is to use that information to time intercourse appropriately. Another piece is what we're talking about now, to really make sure that the male partner's sperm health is as optimal as possible. And the good thing about that is that if it's found to be suboptimal, there are nutritional support is very, very helpful when it comes to sperm health. So, and one of the easiest places to start is to supplement with antioxidant nutrients, vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10. Those are the three main ones that we, say if you're not taking those, you definitely need to be. And that can help very much with sperm health, because for some reason the sperm cell seems especially susceptible to the damage that free radicals have on cells. So if you're exposed to environmental toxins, which of course we all are on a day-to-day basis, your sperm health is likely to suffer first. Before you see other signs, it might be taking a toll on your sperm health. So it's just a natural place to start to supplement with some of these antioxidant nutrients. And that's why at Fairhaven Health we focus on providing high-quality dietary supplements for both men and women that include these nutrients.
And then, of course, we flow right into how important exercise and maintaining, a healthy overall body weight is.
Yeah, there's, really, like you've mentioned, whatever is going to increase your overall health is going to increase your fertility. So we can't ignore the fact that poor diet, sedentary lifestyle, and being overweight is going to manifest in fertility issues. So it's a great place to start for couples who are struggling with infertility. Really, I think it's important. Even if you're it's not really showing up in your fertility, go ahead and lose those extra pounds before you have kids
absolutely. The website, what is the actual website that would be best for people to go to?
Sure, yes. It's www.fairhavenhealth.com, F-A-I-R-H-A-V-E-N, health.com.
And there is another one also, which is ovagraph.com. Is that one that should be mentioned?
Sure. Ovagraph.com is a free fertility charting website that we have developed. So it's Ovagraph.com.
Mm-hmm. So listeners, that's O, V as in Victor, A, graph, graph.com. And Suzanne, what would the phone number be for people who would like to give a call?
Sure. It's 360-543-7888.
And the time always goes so when we do these shows. But, Suzanne, I want to say thank you again, and to Ethan and to Fairhaven for doing what you're doing. It is so needed, and we, for one organization, deeply appreciate it, and we just want you to know that. And we will be getting you some copies of the Healthy Referral with all of your information in it very shortly. So I want to, again, say thank you, and we will talk with you very soon.
Thank you very much, Marcia.
You're welcome, Suzanne. Bye-bye. And again, bye-bye. Listeners, please give Fairhaven Health a call at 360-543-7888. That's 360-543-7888. The website, again, is fairhavenhealth.com. That's F-A-I-R-H-A-V-E-N, health, all written together, of course, .com. We appreciate you so much. And if you have questions about the show, go ahead and call the numbers that we gave to you to reach Suzanne and Fairhaven directly. You can also call the Healthy Referral newspaper and Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show at 216-533-2273. We appreciate you, and we will see you next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show. Have a great weekend.